Let's now talk about the frequency of DNA repair gene alterations in localized disease and in advanced disease. So there are two main ways that a cancer cell repairs its DNA damage. One is by repairing one strand at a time. That's called single-strand DNA repair. And there are three main pathways. The most important for diagnostic and therapeutic indications is the MMR pathway. And those are the four genes that we all know. And if there's a germline mutation in those genes, they have Lynch syndrome. And then there are three main ways that a cell can fix double-strand DNA breaks. The most important by far is homologous recombination. And the BRCA1 and 2 genes, perhaps ATM, and a number of other genes are involved there. So in localized prostate cancer, this is one of the first studies. This was from the TCGA. Again, these are men that have non-metastatic disease. They just have a prostatectomy, and the genomic sequencing is done from the prostatectomy. And in this study, 8% of those patients with localized disease had a biallelic inactivation. This meant that both copies of the DNA repair gene were mutated or inactivated. And that's important because in order for PARP inhibitors to work, and we'll talk about this later, at least in theory, the biallelic inactivation is very important because if you have one normal copy of the gene and one abnormal copy of the gene, the normal copy can rescue the abnormal and make PARP inhibitors ineffective. But 8% of guys with localized disease, so just keep that number in mind, 8 to 10% have a mutation. And BRCA2 is the most common. BRCA1 and ATM are number 2 and number 3. In metastatic castration-resistant disease, the incidence is about double. So about 20 to 25% of patients that have metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, when they have a biopsy of the metastatic site, will have one or more DNA repair gene mutations. And in the metastatic setting, the most common one was BRCA2, many of which are germline as well, and followed by ATM. So 8% to 10% in localized disease, 20 to 25% in advanced disease, so about twice as common in advanced disease. Now, this is the paper we were discussing previously with germline testing. So this was a study published in the New England Journal now 3 years ago, where they took almost 700 patients, unselected for family history, unselected for Gleason score, just 700 consecutive patients being seen at 7 different institutions, and they just did germline testing on all of them. And the surprising thing, and I believe the reason why this was published in the New England Journal, is because 12% of men had one or more germline mutations in one of the DNA repair genes. So that's 1 in 8 men. So typically on a Tuesday, I see 24 to 25 patients. 3 of those are going to have a germline mutation. So that's a fairly high prevalence. Of those who tested positive, 44%, almost half, were BRCA2. And then if you add ATM, CHEK2, and BRCA1, you get 75%. So if someone asks you, what are the 3 to 4 most common genes that are mutated in the germline, you would say BRCA1, 2, ATM, and CHEK2. In localized prostate cancer, only 4% of these patients have a germline mutation. So this does appear to be enriched in men that have metastatic disease, either de novo or who subsequently develop metastatic disease.